This morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her home in the Nashville area. Taylor Lynn is with us this morning. Now, Taylor is the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn. You may have heard of her. And she performs alongside Trey Twitty, who, of course, is the grandson of Conway Twitty. It's an interesting pairing that brings back a lot of memories for folks, and they'll be doing that here this weekend at the Corning Opera House. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much.
Well, we're excited to have you up here in Southwest Iowa to be able to perform with folks. It's an interesting pairing like that. You know, your grandparents on each side were obviously very good friends and performers that worked so closely together for so long, but that doesn't necessarily mean that two generations later everybody would still be friends. You all have lives. How did you ever get together in the first place?
Well, you know, our family, the Twitties and the Lynns, they are great friends, but Trey and I actually did not meet until probably 3 years ago. Meemaw, Loretta, has always done a show called Remembering Conway at the Loretta Lynn Ranch. So she'd do a concert and she would invite Conway's family out. And so Michael Twitty, who's Conway's son, and Trey would sing Conway songs. And so I was backstage, and I've been singing forever, and I said to Trey, you know, we really should try to go on the road together, because I just loved Trey's voice. I loved his storytelling, and so we decided to try a couple of shows, and it worked really well. And then we ended up going to Canada last year and doing like over 100 shows together, so we were like, this is fun. This is working. My grandmother's so supportive, and she just, you know, she'll watch our shows on Facebook Live and critique them, and it's brought back so many Conway memories for her. And so it's been a blessing. It's definitely like a kind of a cosmic thing for sure.
Well, yeah, because there are no guarantees. Just because your grandparents got along so well and blended so well musically doesn't mean that you folks would have the same kind of chemistry.
Totally. You know, Trey is so chill. And, you know, he's just very laid back, and I'm very hyper and love to run the show. And so he allows me to do whatever I want to do with our duo. And then when it's showtime, you know, he sort of steps up and leads our show. We perform together. We stay on stage the entire time. But it's almost like a brother-sister thing. He just kind of, like, I'm the older bossy sister, and he speaks up when he needs to, but other than that, he doesn't really care. So it actually works really well.
Well, and you speak the same language because you all have grown up, I'm sure, singing the same songs.
Yes, and we love the same kind of music, and I don't know. It is wild that we became such good friends so fast. And, you know, Trey is, I am a married woman with two children, and for my husband to allow me to go out on the road with a man and sing romantic songs, that just goes to show you, I think, what a great man Trey is. He's so respectful, and he's such a, he's so loyal, and he helps take care of me out there, you know, just with, I don't know, and Meemaw. So I talked to her about that, and she says, that is exactly the way Conway is. That's how he was. And that Pawpaw and Conway were better friends than she and Conway, although she and Conway were so very close. And she continuously tells me, Trey is so good. He has Conway's heart. And she's just so supportive of it that it makes me, I always listen to her. She's so wise. And for her to know Trey and know his heart and to respect what we're doing means everything.
Well, Conway and Loretta were so loved as a duo that you got to have some great response back from the audiences when you're able to recreate this.
Yeah, we do. I mean, especially, it's so weird because you would think being closer to Nashville that we would get a better response down south. And the further north we go, the better it goes for us. It's really weird. I don't know if we've played Iowa before, but yeah, I mean, they just love it, especially when we do the duets, and they go crazy for Hello, Darling, and Only Make Believe, and Tight Fitting Jeans, and You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, and Coal Miner's Daughter, and Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man. You know, we just hit them all. It's a 2-hour show full of their hits. I mean, it took us a long time to narrow it down to 2 hours. Honestly, I mean, Conway had something like 51 number ones.
Do you ever feel pressure that you're maybe not doing it justice? Do you feel like you have to reach a certain level to be able to do your grandparents justice like that?
I think Trey has that. You know, I think he tries really, really hard to do Conway's memory its very best. I think the only reason that pressure isn't so hard for me is that I'm so close to my grandmother that I do it more as her granddaughter and not as Loretta Lynn's granddaughter, if that makes sense. Like, as long as she's proud of me and she thinks I do a good job and she endorses that and supports it, then I feel good. I've been doing it for a really long time, and there's a negative. There's always somebody out there that's not going to like what you do. And it hasn't been a lot. So I don't know. You take with the good, with the bad, but I love it so much that it doesn't really matter, you know, if you get a little bit of flack for it sometimes. But I mean, I'm never going to be Loretta Lynn, and I'm never going to be her that good, but I feel like I do represent her well, and I pray that I do, and I have to believe that in order to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to step into the shoes of a legend, but you can honor a legend.
You can. That's exactly right. Yes, exactly.
Well, a lot of fun. The stage show, I've seen some videos online of you and Trey performing. It seems like you guys just have fun. You relate well to the audience.
We love the audience. We, you know, Meemaw, her shows have always been like sitting in a living room. You know, she just talks to the audience all the time. And Trey's really good at making them laugh, telling a story where it paints a picture. I'm really good at being off the wall and taking out somebody in the audience and just chit-chat with them. So, I mean, you just get a little bit of everything in our shows. They're high energy, but also, you know, we really bring it down and do some meaningful stuff. And we bring people up on stage, you know. It's just an inclusive show, for sure.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's coming up, by the way, this Saturday night, August 31st, 7 p.m. at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. If you haven't had a chance to visit the Corning Opera House, of course, it's an historic venue that has been remodeled, and they get a lot of activity there, and they're looking forward to having another great show here coming up on Saturday night. You do, obviously, a lot of those Conway and Loretta tunes. Do you do any of your own material while you're there, too?
We do sometimes. Trey won't, but but I'm like, let me just get in a couple of mine, Trey. And if he's in a good mood, we'll do some. Yeah, and we'll do some other covers depending on what the vibe is like. But mainly, I mean, we're there to sing Conway and Loretta to you. So that's mainly what we're going to give you. And hey, you know what, Jim? Also, remember, I'm going to be at Backgrounds Coffee at 2 p.m. on Saturday to meet and greet and just to get to know everybody and to give away some free prizes.
We like free stuff.
Yep.
Very good. So,
good job.
Chance to get out and to meet and greet a little bit too. Shake some hands and visit a little bit.
Kiss
and
the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mind telling a few Loretta stories once in a while.
Let me tell you something. That's my life. I love telling Loretta stories. Amen. I'm there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. It only is going to take us about 12 or 13 hours to drive there. So we are going to be in tip-top shape, Jim.
Very good. Well, you might as well take advantage of the time you have here while you're up here in the Corning area. You can get your advance tickets, by the way. They're $24 for adults. Students are just $5, so you can bring the kids along there, too. And if you get them at the door, you can do that as well. You can go online to CorningOperaHouse.com to find out more about tickets. You can call the office. That number is 641-418-8037, and they love to have lots of folks from all over Southwest Iowa stop in for the shows. And you're going to get a good one this Saturday. It's Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn revisited with the Twitty and Lynn show. It's Trey Twitty and Taylor Lynn, and we're so happy to have them up here in our area, straight from the Nashville area. Well, have a safe trip, have a great show, and we hope folks come away with some reliving some great memories.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Can't wait to see y'all.